Good evening, good people, and welcome to Heavenly Blue Podcast. My name is Di, and I am your host. Today is Monday, November 29th, 2021. One day left for the month of November. I hope everyone had a great weekend. My weekend went by fast. Every weekend goes by fast. But you know what? I had a nice long weekend with the holidays, so I was good. But today is the start of a new work week, and it's 'tis the season. It's upon us. They are lighting the Rockefeller tree on Wednesday. The ice skating rinks are all open. Cyber Monday is today. And hopefully everybody got some good deals. I will be getting on after I finish here because I have some stuff on hold. But I need to complete the order before midnight. Oh man, let me tell you. I should tell the story when more people are on, but OMG. Oh, I'll wait. Let's see. Do I have any birthday shout outs today? Let me look on my calendar here. Make sure that I do not have any. Oh, happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah started today. For those of you who are celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah to you. I know it's like a, 7 day, 8 day process? No, wait, let me see. Yeah, about 8 or 9 days. So happy Hanukkah. If anyone wants to give me a gift each day, hey, listen, you're more than welcome to. So yes, let's see. What did I do this weekend? Did I do anything? Nope. I shopped a little bit, not too much. I figured I'd wait till Cyber Monday, which is today. I hear it's doing very well. Open spaces. Hey, hey, hey. So yes, I'm going to go on. Actually, I went on already and I selected, hopefully it's still available, but I selected some items to be purchased. So hopefully when I go on later on, it will still be there. Yes, indeed. I'm sorry. I'm always multitasking. So yes, are we in the season? No, we're not on the in the season. Are we looking forward to it or we're not? Are we celebrating? Is it minimum? Is it a lot? Are there different ways of doing it? I'll tell you one thing, you know, it's definitely better now than it was when my kids were little. Definitely, definitely better now when from the time that my kids were little, standing on the store lines and there was no computer, no online. I mean, there was, but not like it is now. Cyber Monday started 16 years ago and my kids are older than that. So There was no such thing as Cyber Monday 16 years ago. But listen, we got to go with the flow. We got to go with the time. We got to make sure that our kids, our grandkids, our nieces and nephews, all the little ones feel special and happy, even though we make them feel special and happy all year round. Sometimes they need a little bit more, to keep life going a little bit. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking again. So you have to believe, a lot of times I was listening to one of the radio shows, and one of the hosts, one of the people speaking, was against keep lying to our kids. And I say, you have to keep the innocence of kids alive. Whether we know, we teach them the real meaning behind Christmas. We all know that, right? We teach our kids the real meaning behind Christmas. But we also give them a little, I'm not going to say fantasy, a little dream, a little innocence, because kids believe in Santa Claus to the age of what? 9, 10. The real meaning of Christmas? Well, the real meaning of Christmas was the birth of Jesus, no? To me. I mean, that's the real meaning of Christmas. I mean, I guess everyone has different meanings, but my meaning is the birth of Jesus Christ, is what the meaning of Christmas is about. The other part is just a commercialized gimmick to make us all broke. But, like I said, we have to try to keep the innocence in our children. In order to me, in order to keep, just like people who believe in, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in God. I believe that's just me. That's my belief. I'm Catholic. That's my belief. But you have to, like the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, in order to keep the innocence of a child and keep them pure, like where they don't. Nothing is all serious to them all the time. I think that we have to instill that in them, whether they believe in Christmas, whether the parents believe in Christmas or not. Listen, that's to each his own. The way I brought up my two kids, Santa, you didn't believe at Santa as a child? I believed in Santa to a certain extent. I believe I, because where I lived, we didn't have where he can come down a fireplace. So I didn't have a chimney either. I didn't have one, but I used to leave my window open. I used to leave my window open. But the way I brought it with my kids was, they knew that the parents bought the gifts, but what I would do is I would have one gift and I would wrap it in a totally different wrapping paper from all the other gifts. And I would sit it where the milk and cookies were. And that gift, that one gift with that special wrapping was from Santa. And then I would throw the wrapping away. so they wouldn't see it, or they would never find out, you know, that it was me that was wrapping that gift. So that one special gift each year from Santa was wrapped in a different gift wrap. And that would usually be like their favorite gift that they wanted, or close to it, give or take. But all the other gifts was from us. You know, they knew that the parents bought all the other gifts, but that one gift was theirs. And I made sure that the gift wrapping was different. I make sure that the cookie had a couple of bites on it. The milk was gone. So I went through the whole thing. And that's how I, you know, celebrated Christmas with the kids. Plus, no fat man, let alone a white man, was coming down the chimney. We lived in all black neighborhoods. So if a white man was in the house, he was getting Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm there with you. Listen, I was born and raised in the Bronx, but we were from little, you know, I never. No, absolutely. I believe you 100%. But I never knew. I didn't grow up thinking Santa was only white. That's just like I didn't grow up thinking that Jesus was white. You know, that wasn't my mindset. It made it hard, yes, because there were no black Santas back then, you know, very rare. So when they started coming out with them, which was when my oldest one was young, I was buying them up. I have black Santa Claus. It has to be almost 40 years I have these Santa Clauses. And every time I see some, I just buy them up. But you have the kids have to know that it looks like them, you know. You know, that's how your household is brought up. You know, everybody has to bring their household however it is that they choose to bring it up. We believed in Santa Claus for a while, not as long as these kids believe in it now. They believe in it for a long time. But I saw my guardian purchase the stuff on my list. I just gave credit to my guardian, and I love Christmas holidays in general. Yeah. I mean, I remember, you know, my father passed away when I was very young, so I knew that my mother, you know, was the one getting the gifts, her and my oldest brother. And I would see them wrapping it, you know, after a while, you know, so. But I did believe when I was young in Santa. I remember believing in Santa Claus when I was, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old. But, you know, it just keeps the kids innocent. It just keeps them believing and hoping. And, you know, I understand it's a fictional thing, but you know what? We can't take that away from them. We can't take that away because they're growing up too fast as it is. And for them to continue to just be kids, I'm all for it. You know, you have to teach them the true meaning behind Christmas, but the commercialized part, you can have fun with them. I love Christmas. I love from Thanksgiving to after the New Year. I love it. Love the holidays. People are a little bit more pleasant. And it's a good feeling, you know, to give. And, you know, I like to give for those who, you know, at my church, they have trees they have a Salvation Army tree and a regular a tree from the church with kids that writes what they want, and you pick them off the tree and you buy it and you bring it back and they give it to the child. So I do things like that. The Toys for Tots. It's all about kids to me. These kids are just growing up too fast. Tried to get me to believe in Santa, but I was not having it. He would put on the Santa. Aw. Yeah, you definitely knew it was him. You definitely knew it was him. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure if it was someone else, I think you would have been fooled. But it's different cultures. Now it's easier. Like I said, back in when we were growing up, you know, it was hard. But now it's easier to, you know, for the kids to say, no, Santa looks like me. No, Santa looks like me. Hey, listen, Santa looks like everyone, you know. Santa comes in different shades and sizes. I said Santa comes on birthdays too. That's funny. Hey, listen, the tooth fairy. I remember the tooth fairy used to be a nickel. Put a nickel under the pillow and call it a day. When my kids was little, my oldest, I put a quarter. You know, he was fine. Now, forget about it. They want $5, $10. I'm like, what kind of nonsense? I tell my grandkids, if I'm giving you $10, I want at least five of your teeth. And they just look at me like, oh, no, I'm not giving you five of mine. I said, then you ain't getting $10. You know, a quarter doesn't mean anything anymore. It just doesn't buy. You can't even buy a pack of gum, you know, with a quarter. Can't buy a bag of chips. Can't do anything with a quarter. Sad, but it's true. Okay, ask the tooth fairy to stop letting my teeth fall. I remember believing in the tooth fairy. I remember my mother used to give me a nickel. A nickel back then when I was growing up. I went into the store and bought me a lot of candy. Came out with a nice little bag, a nickel, you know, a little brown paper bag we used to have with our little shoestrings and everything in it. But with a nickel now, a nickel can't buy you anything today. Nothing. I can't even think of anything a nickel can buy today. I mean, listen. It was rough growing up. It wasn't pleasant back then. My mother, you know, my parents tried, you know, to make sure we had, but it was rough back then. They still have penny candy and some. What? Okay, stop playing with me. I have yet to see a penny candy. You go into Party City, it's like, you get like with tax, right? Penny candies, that doesn't even exist. I haven't seen a penny candy in God knows how long. I might see 5 for 25 cents, 5 pieces for 25. You're going to Party City, it's like 5 pieces for 25 cents. Yes, little Tootsie Rolls in Party City, 5 for 25 cents. It ain't no penny. I guess they figured it, you know, to make it and manufacture it is expensive, so they ain't going to charge no penny. You know, they letting these companies get away with murder. Murder. everything is it's just no one is monitoring these companies, and everything is small. They're taking the taste. There's some things that you purchase now, it doesn't even taste like what it used to taste like. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like, what are you doing to these ingredients? You know, but everybody's trying to cut corners. They sneaking it in without anybody watching, and they're getting away with it. You know, it is what it is. What can we do? The Chips Ahoy cookies, there's so little now. The bag of chips. Oh my goodness. I'm like, I don't know. I don't get it. I feel bad for our kids. Yeah. No, it's some things I don't. I do not, unless I really have to, I don't buy it. I'm like, you're not getting my dollar. It's just ridiculous now. It's crazy. You can make your own chips and homemade. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Me too. I will try to make it before buying it, you know, just like in the movie theater. When we used to go to the movie theater, I used to take everything with us. Me too. I prefer to, but everything is so expensive. It's just crazy to me. Everything. Oh, to the movie theater, right? Oh my gosh. Let me tell you something. My little one, he used to have a backpack. I can't remember what was on the backpack. It might have been Pokemon, maybe. Anyway, he knew. You fried pork chop sandwiches. You worse than me. I used to have sandwiches, but not pork chop. I used to have sandwiches. Whoever wanted a peanut butter and jelly, whatever, you know. The popcorn I used to bring, and my little one, well, he's 25 now, but when he was little, when I used to say, okay, it's time for the movies, he used to go and run and get that backpack. He knew I was filling it up with a lot of stuff, and he was the one that was going to carry it. It used to be so funny. Oh, thank you. Thank you for liking the show. Thank you. Yeah, so that's, and I'm like that with my grandkids. You know, when I have them and we go to the movies, well, this was before COVID, but I know what each person likes. You want some Hershey's, or go to Walmart, get the pack, put it in a bag, pop some popcorn, get a Ziploc, put it in the bag, get some juice boxes, put it in the bag, get some little waters, put it in the bag, and walk on right into the, it's so expensive. You know, although I do like movie popcorn, you know, I really do like movie popcorn. It's just, you just can't get that taste at home. I don't know why. I tried everything. I just can't get that taste. I know, but it's just that, I don't know what it is. It's that certain taste that you can't get at home that you can get in a movie theater. I mean, even though I do bring my popcorn, sometimes I still have to break down and buy that popcorn because it does taste good. I know, but it still doesn't taste the same. I don't know, maybe it's the butter that they use. I don't know what it is, but it's just not the same. It's really just, it's just some things you can't do at home. That's one of the things. And I've tried, but the kids didn't mind. I get pop their own bag. They, you know, they have those little miniature bags. I used to pull all that stuff out. And my little one used to walk right in there with their little backpack on his back. They sell pre-made. I know, I've tried. Hey, Laura, what's going on? I tried those popcorns. It's just still not the same. I don't know what it is. And ShopRite, okay. Pre-made movie pop. I'm gonna try. Hey, what's going on? How you doing? Everything okay? Missed you. Hey, Breeze, what's going on? Yeah, that the good, the bad, and the ugly. What's going on? Hey. How's everybody? Hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Oh, okay. Did you t speak to Daniel? Because he was worried about you. Yes, so open spaces. I tried all the popcorns and it's just not the same. So I do break down and buy the popcorn at the movie theater every now and then. Absolutely. Helping someone open a game room. Okay. Nice. Nice. Well, I hope Daniel comes on because he was definitely worried about you. Hopefully he'll be on shortly. Hope everybody had a great weekend. This is the start of the work week. Good to see everybody. Good to see everybody. I know I've missed you too. I missed you too, but I told Daniel you're okay. He was really worried. I said she's okay. She'll be on again. Yes, open spaces. So, we have to teach his own, like I said, as far as Christmas. But I think you shouldn't spoil it for other kids, though. Like that guy on the radio, the people were calling and say, "Oh, my kids were listening." So they had to like clean it up. So I'm like, you have to keep that, don't spoil it for other kids. Oh no, not you. The member I was talking about, the radio show host, and he was talking about, not believing in Santa, but he was saying it, I'm hoping nobody's listening. I hope there's no kids listening to me. But he was on like one of the real popular radio stations and the kids listened. So the parents were calling up saying, don't say that. The kids are listening. Right. I mean, but like I said, you still gotta, preserve the innocence of a child if it means giving them a little fib just so that they can keep the innocence, then it doesn't hurt. They outgrow it because it's so funny because the kids tell them in school now. It's not a secret anymore. Because some kids go to school and spoil it for the other kids. So I don't know how much longer it's gonna last. I think back in the days, kids used to believe in Santa Claus to like 9, 10. Now it's maybe 6, 7. Then it's gonna be 4, 5. And then eventually it's gonna go away. I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. Between social media, and that's why the way I do it, where you only get that one gift. You never have the kid believe that Santa buys all the gifts. You should never let the kids, you should tell them that the parents buy the majority and that Santa buys that one special gift, and that's the one that they really want, and that they have to behave for. But as far as all the other gifts, no, the parents, they should tell the kids. That's how I did with my kids. They should tell them that those came from the parents, and that one gift right there is from Santa. And it's still a good thing because it's like the favorite toy. So they still, you know. So now they have the Elf on a Shelf, right? That's something new. I think it started a few years ago, right before COVID, I think it started this the Elf on a Shelf. So now they got this kid. These kids believing that this elf is walking around. That's kind of spooky, right? I don't know about these kids, you know, because you move the elf around. Yeah. Oh, you like the elf on the shelf, but you don't like Santa. That's kind of spooky. And it's so funny because a friend of mine, a friend of a friend, forgot to move. It was so creative. She was really creative. She forgot to move the shelf, I mean, the elf on a shelf. So when the kids came, it was in the same spot. So they said, "Oh my gosh, Mom, the elf is on the shelf. The elf hasn't moved." So she told the kids that the elf was sick. So she put the elf, she made a bed for the elf. She put some NyQuil and stuff. She relabeled the NyQuil and said elf quilt. It was so cute. It was really, really cute. And she had a thermometer. It was so the kids thought that the elf was really sick. OMG. I thought that was very creative. So, but you got to remember to keep moving that doggone elf. That's spooky to me. See, now if I was a kid back then and this doggone elf kept changing its spot, I would be like, that doggone elf is possessed or it belongs in a horror movie. Oh my gosh. No way in the world I would have something running around at night while I was asleep. I would be scared out my mind. Yes, you know. Come on. And these kids are not afraid. They're like, oh, the elf move. Well, how, you know, in their mind, he's walking around. So that's what you see, that's the innocence of the kids. You know, they're just so innocent that they don't realize that if an elf actually moved, we wouldn't be living in that house no more. We would have done moved out. So they're not even thinking about that, you know. All they know is that the elf has to move. Okay. So if I hear something walking around in the middle of the night, oh, no way in the world. You don't have to ask me more than one time to get out. Once I hear get out, I'm out of there. I won't be falling. I won't be tripping. I'm not packing. I'm just out of there. And that's what kills me. And it's so funny that they're not afraid that the elf is moving around the house freely while they, you know, sleep, looking over them. And I'm not going to spoil it for them. I wouldn't say, isn't that creepy that the elf is moving? Ooh, that'd be a good Halloween. Get the elf involved. Oh my gosh. But that's, I thought, what whoever created that, I don't know who invented that or who came up with that idea, but it's really cute. And the kids, you know, love it. So, so if they did that with the elf, I guess they're going to start doing it with the Easter bunny too. Oh my, or the tooth fairy. Yikes. But listen, I love Christmas. I put my tree up. Let me tell you. OMG. Let me see, let me tell you. They announced When did I get my tree? Saturday. They announced Friday that there was a shortage on Christmas trees. Not only were there not as many as any other year, but they were going to cost more. So I ran out Saturday looking for a tree. Went to the same spot I go to all the time, Home Depot. Walked in, and to my eyes, there were no trees. There was not. They were all Charlie Brown trees. Oh my gosh. I'm like, oh, this can't be happening. Christmas without a tree? No way. There were no, I mean, when I tell you, I've been out this part of New Jersey for over 25 years, and I've never, ever walked into Home Depot and not seen 1,000 trees in there. If I tell you it might have been 50 trees in there, that's a lot. I couldn't believe it. I just gasped. I said, there has to be a tree in here that I could take with me. And we looked and looked and looked, and we found one. And the guy said, oh, where'd you get this one from? I said, oh, back there somewhere. We dug for it. He said, oh, you got a good tree. And it was the last good tree. I called my son. I told him, listen, you better go out there and get these trees. There aren't any trees. So the reason that they said the shortage of trees is because they said something about wildfires and people not wanting to work. And, you know, it was just crazy. So now if you go this weekend, I don't think you're going to find a tree. OMG, I don't know if anybody's looked. Please let me know. Is it hard for you to find a tree? Oh my gosh. I thought I had to go to another Home Depot, but you know, that one tree was sticking right out there. I said, oh, that's good for me. And I grabbed it. Welcome, welcome everybody. Welcome to Heavenly Blue Podcast. My name is Di. I'm your host today. I'm on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays every week at 7:30. Yes, indeed. For those of you who are listening to me for the first time, please hit that follow button. Follow, like, let me know if there's anything you're celebrating. Okay, Laura, I'm going to let Daniel know you're on. I hope he comes on. Not gonna do it. He'll probably pop in. Yeah, so for those of you who's listening for the first time, welcome. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to listen and join me. Join the family. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time out. Thank you. Thank you. Hit that follow button. Hit the like. You celebrating anything? A birthday, an anniversary, a birth of a child. Hey, we welcome Zola. Zola, Zola, Zola was born Wednesday, the 24th, to Cheyenne and Trayvon. Welcome, Zola. Such precious, precious, precious babies. Let's see, any birthdays? No birthdays, anniversaries, wedding, you know, engagements, any news? Let me know. I will give you a shout out. On Friday, I had Black Friday, where a couple of people came on to advertise their product. And I told them I would give them a shout out from now to Christmas. And you know, see if anybody was interested in oh, that reminds me. Oh, I gotta see, look at that. I got just talking about it. It's Cyber Monday, and Better Me, Better We sells t-shirts and hoodies, nice good material. And today he said he was having a tremendous big sale today before midnight. So for those of you who want to t-shirts, they would have any, they write, you know, whatever you want on it, or picture, whatever it is you want on it, they'll do it for you. Their website, hold on. Their website is a better me, a better we apparel.com. A better me, a better we apparel.com. T-shirts, hoodies, good quality. I purchased a couple. But today, Cyber Monday, I don't know what kind of sale he's having today, because he had Black Friday. He had what was the sale Black Friday? It, I can't, 20% off. But today he said it was going to be a better sale. So like I said, better, a better me, a better me, a better we apparel.com. And mention this show, Heavenly Blue Podcast, and he might throw in something extra. Also, I had Decor by Dre.com. Decor by Dre.com. Decorbydri.com. She has candles that she makes herself. It's all organic and very safe for the environment. It's certain things, it's a certain type of, you know, wicker, and a candle and so forth and so on. But she's also having a Cyber Monday. She had a Black Friday, but I think the sale is different today. So, go on her website, decorbydre.com, and mention the show again, Heavenly Blue Podcast, and she'll throw in, add something extra for you. Also, Nays Made with Love. Nays Made with Love is jewelry. She's on Facebook, Instagram. She's on Poshmark, Nays Made with Love, all kinds of jewelry, necklace, bracelets, earrings, rings, anklets, waist beads, you name it, she has it. She can make it. She has beautiful pieces where you can add photos to it. She makes them herself. Go on her site, Nays, NAYS, Made with Love. She's on Poshmark, Instagram, and Facebook. And the price is, all the prices to all the products I'm telling you now are very reasonable. And like I said, go on there today, Cyber Monday, and mention Heavenly Blue Podcast, and she'll throw in an extra something there for you. That's today. Heavenly Blue Podcast, those one is candle, t-shirts and hoodies and jewelry. But those of you who want something special, those three things. You know, sometimes you have that one person you just don't know what to get for. Try those websites, the jewelry. She has so many other different things. I can't even name everything that she makes. And the candles as well. She has so many different types of candles and also infusions, the ones with the sticks and the oil. She has those. She has just a whole variety, and smells good, and it's all natural. And then the t-shirts and the hoodies also, anything you want put on it, face or just writing, that's what they do. And all the prices are on their website, and I believe the shipping might be included. And I think Nays Made with Love, I think she had it where you can buy three and get one free. Buy three, get one free. That was Friday. I'm pretty sure Cyber Monday she's having the same thing today. Try those websites. So yes, 'tis the season. OMG, it is upon us. It's cold. All the lights going up. The tree is being lit on Wednesday, the Rockefeller Christmas tree. It's looking kind of short this year, but wide. They have the Saks Fifth Avenue Spectacular on the side of their building. It's beautiful as always. It's definitely the season. Let me tell you something. It's so crowded. See, now that I have more people on board, I can tell this story. So I'm walking to catch my bus. And I'm usually good with paying attention. I really am good with paying attention. But this woman, she was short. She had to have been maybe 4.5 feet, maybe. Anyway, as she was pulling a suitcase, and I saw her, I cleared her, but I didn't see the suitcase that she was pulling. Boy, by the time I realized it was a suitcase, I went flying over the doggone suitcase like I was 10 years old again. I was like, OMG, all I saw was the ground. What am I going to do? I got to protect myself. I put my hand out, my left hand where I just had the surgery on. I put my hand out and that's done. And I landed on my knee. And I'm icing it right now. Oh my gosh, what I wish to be 10 again, 12, 15. You know, we don't bounce back like we used to. Man, and the lady was very apologetic. She was like, I'm so sorry, because she was running for her bus and she cut right in front of me. And all I saw was this little person running in front of me, did not see nothing being dragged behind her. So I tripped right over her suitcase, went flying and tumbled, but one thing I have to admit, the people of New York actually came to my rescue. You know, they was like, oh, are you okay? People when you're in New York, you know, people saying you're okay, but they reaching in your pocket and stuff like that. So I had to make sure that, you know, people was like, oh, no, you're okay. And people wasn't going into my pocket. But no, that I'm just joking around, because actually my phone went flying. It was in my pocket, but I forgot to zip it up. So that went flying. And then the guy came and gave it back to me. So everybody was good. It was like, you okay? You okay? I'm like, yes, I'm okay. I'm okay. Oh my gosh. And I didn't feel it till I got on the bus. And I was like, OMG, this is going to hurt in the morning. I said, let me ice it up. Because if I don't, it's really going to be swollen. So as I was on the bus, I felt the knot I said, oh, goodness gracious me. And I couldn't see it until I got home. And I saw that it was a knot. So I said, let me get some, grab some ice. So while I'm on the air, I have the ice on my knee. It's actually on the side of my knee. It's not even in the middle, thank goodness. I think if it was in the middle, it probably would have cracked. So it just hit on the side, thank goodness. And then my wrist is a little sore, but it's not too bad. I think my guardian angel slid underneath me between the ground and me. And took the worst hit. I had to get hit a little bit, but I think they took the worst hit. But yeah, so now I know it's crowded again. I gotta pay attention and make sure nobody crosses in front of me. I'm hoping in the morning that it doesn't swell up or stiffen, you know, locks, as they would say, lock up. But but I'm okay. Thank goodness I didn't hit my head. My coworker last month, she fell and she hit her face, her nose. She was all jacked up. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And we was talking about it then about falling. I'm like, I don't want to fall because we just don't heal right anymore. So okay, I got mine. So I'm over. That's it. No more. No more for another 30 years. No, I don't want to fall in 30 years either. It'd be worse. But I'm glad that New York still have some nice people that will definitely come to your aid. So yeah, so they have all the lights going on. They have the Salvation Army, Santa Clauses, and a lot of corners, not as many as they usually have, but they have them out, you know, in front of the bus, in front of Saks. They're definitely out there, kind of chilly, but they're out there. So the tree will be lit on Wednesday. They're actually not going to let, now usually they allow spectators to surround the tree, like get up close and personal, but they're not doing it this year. But I don't think anybody's going to get the memo because the tree gets lit. Where the tree sits is on 49th between, I mean, it's on 5th Avenue between 49th and 50th on the plaza, right? If you can visualize it, it's right there on the plaza. You can watch NBC and watch them light the tree. I think it lights up at 10. But anyway, you have 5th Avenue, then you have 6th, but you have buildings in between 6th and 5th and where they light the tree. People be standing. Listen, guys, I don't understand. You're standing on 6th Avenue. You cannot see the lighting of the tree on 6th Avenue. Stop playing with me. You would have to be on 5th, and they're not going to let you be on 5th because it gets crowded. But people be on 6th going towards 7th. I'm like, what are you looking at? There's nothing to see. All the way over here. Can't see anything. But like I said, they're not going to get the memo. So they will be there Wednesday to see if they could get a glimpse of the lighting of the tree. It used to be crazy because they used to have the live entertainment. But now they pre-record. So when y'all watching that on NBC, I'm telling you right now, it's pre-recorded. Don't think that those people are sitting out there singing anymore. Maybe to come back live, but this was even before COVID. They were recording it, and then putting it on television, and you would think it was live. Nope. Nope. It's been like maybe 10 years maybe since they stopped. You know, every now and then they'll do live. Maybe they'll do live tomorrow. I mean, Wednesday. Who knows? But for the most part, it's recorded, and it makes you think that they're there. So if you come out, you go, but where are they? I thought I just saw them. Nope. They were here 3 days ago. Actually, I think they recorded it today. Either today or yesterday. It might have been yesterday because it was quiet on a Sunday. So, I don't even know who's on the guest list or who's the singers or who's doing what. I don't have the slightest idea. It doesn't interest me anymore only because it's all fake. The tree lighting is not fake. They pretend like they got this big switch and they switch it on. No, the technician in the back go when they get down to one, they all do make you think that they're turning the light on. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's a beautiful tree. I took the before and after. Well, I took the before tomorrow. I mean, I'm not gonna stay there for Wednesday. Thursday, I'll take the after. Hannah, welcome. Tranquility, welcome, welcome. I hope that everyone is in the Christmas spirit. You know, I know times are hard. I know that a lot of organizations, a lot of people are giving, hopefully. The Nets, the Brooklyn Nets are actually has this bus that's going around donating things in Brooklyn, which is a beautiful thing. It's nice. So hopefully everyone follows suit. Those who can give well. You know, it's a lot of people hurting out here. And a lot of kids, you know, it's all about the kids. For those of you who want to answer letters that kids write, go on the USPS website. Operation Santa is on, where the kids send letters to the North Pole. They end up at the main post office on 33rd. They put it into a computer now. And you can read it, you can answer them online now. You don't have to physically go to the post office anymore and answer the Santa letters. So all those who like answering those letters, go on to the USPS website. And it's Operation Santa. It's crazy, you know. COVID has changed a lot of things. And that's definitely one of them. You know, it used to be once upon a time, you had letters, you go and you pick them out. Nope. Now, on a computer. At the convenience of your own home, you can look, browse, and pick a child to donate to or to give a gift to. Operation Santa. You also have Toys for Tots. Toys for Tots is military, it's by the military, and they have boxes all over New York, in the biggest buildings like Radio City and all those buildings, Rockefeller Plaza, they all have the Toys for Tots unwrapped gift. Drop it in the boxes, and they will distribute them. The military the Toys for Tots is military. So they will take care of all the gifts, whether it's for military kids or hospital kids. But they'll take care of it. So Toys for Tots as well. And then you have shelters and other places that you can look, even hospitals. I always said, and maybe next year, I always said I wanted to dress up maybe Mrs. Claus and go and give out, maybe when this settles down, because since it's COVID, they don't even let you in the hospitals, so it might be a couple of years before I can do it. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Breeze. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Lovely roses. Thank you. So yes, maybe in a couple of years I will do it. Once this COVID, and now we have this new variant that's out. But they're saying that the Moderna and Pfizer is good against it. So we will see. What else? It's definite. It was snowing a little bit today in New York. Not a lot, but it's giving us a taste. Now, back in the days, back when we were young, it snowed on Christmas or Christmas Eve. I mean, and when I say it snowed, it used to really snow because underneath the Christmas tree, there used to be what? Ice skates, a sleigh, right? We had winter stuff to go in the snow and play. It doesn't happen like that now. But back then, it snowed Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So now it's like a toss of a coin, right? Maybe not. Christmas is on a Saturday this year, which is a great thing. So, I'm good. If it snows, I'm indoors. I'm indoors if it snows, but I hope that we have a good season. I hope that everyone has a great season with no drama, with no craziness like with the COVID. I think that when we all know the true meaning of Christmas, know that it's not the jolly old Santa. That's not the meaning of Christmas. That's the commercial part of Christmas. That's the dig in your pocket Christmas. So we definitely have to know that Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. That's the true meaning of Christmas. I think that we need to get back there. And I'm not saying that the kids shouldn't have fun. Absolutely not. But I think that we need to know both, but the truth more so than the jolly old happy guy. Like I said earlier, we have to preserve the innocence of these kids. We can't let them grow up too fast. There's so much going on in the world today that we need them to believe in these little things like Santa and the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny. That keeps them innocent, that keeps them being a kid, it keeps them from thinking of adult things, or keep them from doing something they're not supposed to be doing. Not too long ago, I read in the paper, it might have been like 2, 3 weeks ago. Can't remember. Was it in Long Island? Might have been in New York. Not 100% sure. Where this 7-year-old stabbed a 6-year-old in school? Really? Why? What's going on? A 7-year-old. 7 and 6. I think the 7-year-old stabbed, or vice versa, but why? See, that's why I'm saying the kids, their innocence is being taken away. They're growing up too fast. The television, the programs, the time slots, they need to put grown-up television back after 11 o'clock. It's crazy to me. No one monitors anything anymore. Once upon a time, things were being monitored. Now, it's like a free for all. It's like, let me test the water and see. Okay, they didn't say anything. All right, let's move forward. And these kids with with social media, with television, with the video games, if no one else is monitoring them, then you as a parent has to step it up. And I'm not just talking about one parent, I'm talking about both parents. And I'm talking about neighbors and other family members, you know? I make sure my nieces, my nephew, everybody is on, on the right track. Because I don't want my friends' kids. If I can control it, you got to answer to me. But it's sad, it's sad that these kids have to watch all this on television, and it comes on 8 o'clock. Regular television. I mean, it's like no one cares. When I mean no one, I'm talking about, the politicians and television and artists and so forth and so on. Because if they was to stand up and say, I'm not doing this during prime time. I'm not, we got to change the rules. If they was to stand up, maybe it'd be different. But as long as they're getting a paycheck, they're saying, who cares? Who cares? Man, I'm just getting, I'm looking for a peppermint here. I'm sorry, I'm multitasking again. I need a peppermint. I can't grab it. I'm holding the ice with one hand on my knee, and I'm trying to grab for the peppermint with my other hand. And I couldn't get to it, but now. Yeah, so tis the season. Is it good? Is it bad? It's coming quick. It's less than a month. It's how many weeks? Let's see. Today is the 29th. So it's 4 weeks. Man, fast. Cyber Monday. If anyone forgot about Cyber Monday, it's today. Let's see. We're here. So we got 1, 2, 4 weeks left for Christmas. 4 weeks left for Christmas and 5 for the new year. OMG. Who knew? How fast? Even with COVID, even with craziness going, a lot of times when things are going bad, right? Whether you're having a bad day at work, whether you're having a bad day at school, it seems like the day goes long. Not anymore. It's just fast. Everything is fast. The days, the weeks, the hours, fast. Nothing slow anymore. Birthdays used to take forever. End of the year. Christmas. Now it's like you make one, you know, you're 7 feet tall and you make one complete turnaround. And that's the whole year. Meh. But it's okay. As long as we have our health and our right state of mind, we all good. Like I said, I definitely started shopping on Cyber Monday. I have stuff on hold. So as soon as I'm done here, I will definitely finish up my orders before midnight. Because there's some good deals, you know? Kohl's have some good deals online too. I was on Kohl's website, Macy's, Amazon, definitely. They definitely got it going on. And it's definitely cheaper than Black Friday. I don't think Black Friday did too well this year. Not as good as they wanted it to be. I think they said Cyber Monday, which is today, is going to take off. I don't know why they didn't separate. They didn't do Black Friday this past and then Cyber Monday the following Monday. They doing it back to back. You know, people who was out there on Friday, they don't have no money to go on Cyber Monday today. At least try to spread it out a little bit. And then it was Black Friday on this past Friday. Then Saturday was small business sale. So the small businesses on Saturday, any of them, it could have been food, you know, to try to buy whatever they had to sell. That was small businesses on Saturday. I don't even think they did too good. And then you have Cyber Monday today. So it's like back to back to back. I don't know where they think people are getting all this money. If you spent your money on Black Friday and small businesses on Saturday, Cyber Monday comes along. Now what? You know, they just want you to spend all your money. But I hope that, you know, everyone gets to enjoy the season. because I love this season. I love driving around looking at all the lights. I love the sales, the stores. I love to see little faces light up, happy because of Christmas. Now, I celebrate Christmas Eve, and it's so funny because every year for the past, I'm gonna say maybe 15 years or better, I've been having my nieces and nephews and my kids at the time, now my grandkids, they have to sing the 12 Days of Christmas in order for them to open up any gifts. So they all go to the back and they, start rehearsing and seeing who's doing what role and who's number one, two, three, all the way to 12 and so forth and so on. I have my nephew organize it, and they do a great job. And I videotape each year, and to see how the kids grow up singing it. To see one of my grandkids not being able to do it one year, but now is able to sing and know what he's doing. It's a beautiful thing. And I'll sit there and they sing it, And some of my nephews, they feel they're too old for this, but I told them, let no one's ever too old for this. And they break down and they do it for me. And it's so nice to hear it. And they only rehearse it. Well, they do it every year, so they should know it by heart. Oh man. And the eggnog. Love me some eggnog. Only time, and it's so expensive now. I'm like, man, I don't understand. Just, it's like we can't catch a break. Well, they did say, think Biden signed something to lower the gas. So the gasoline hopefully is coming down in price. So we can travel more. But everything else is going skyrocket. The toys, the food, chicken, oh my gosh, it's so expensive. I feel bad and I feel so sad that when it's time for me to leave the earth, that the kids and my kids' kids and my kids' kids' kids, what are they going to live off of? What's going to happen to this world of ours? But I love a white Christmas. I love to see snow on the ground. I think it's beautiful. And before anything happens, when snow first lands on the ground, it's beautiful. When the animals start getting on it, it becomes horrible. But if anybody is looking for anything, Amazon Christmas, take care of your Christmas list. Amazon, Kohl's, Macy's having great sales. Not as many, well, I guess because of COVID, not a lot of Christmas parties going on. Usually I get invitations, but not anymore. Maybe next year. Next year, Christmas will be on a Sunday. Maybe next year. I want to know if they're going to allow Times Square to happen. If they're lighting the tree and letting all these spectators in, I can see them doing Times Square. Having the streets blocked off and people there, people staying inside the barricades, because once you leave, you can't come back. So people are like, it's crazy. They're holding their bladder, the food. They have to stay in their little cubicle till midnight. What? Not me. Can't be. That's and I was born and raised in New York and never did Times Square. Can't. Too many people. I would freak out. And they're all on top of you, behind you. No, Stay away. Stay away. Well, now you could blame it on COVID. Listen, do you want, listen, if you in the store, I'm gonna tell you a secret. If you in the store, supermarket, or anywhere where there's a line and you're standing on, and there's someone behind you that just is standing just too close, give that one sneeze, right? And make it sound like snot's all in it. You're not used to, oh, just that'll get them from behind you. Anyone standing too close, get that sneeze going on. Or cough, anything. And you'll definitely clear a room up. What are you doing? All of that is horrible to say, but it's the truth. OMG. So, crowded buses or anywhere else, someone standing next to you. Achoo! Make sure you get all that noise. They'll step back. Yes, so I cooked all the meal, all the plates for Thanksgiving, and it was a lot of work. I was exhausted, but I'm not doing that for Christmas. I'm not doing that. We're gonna order out for Christmas because I'm not a young buck anymore. I still think I can hang, but sheesh. We getting up there. My knee went down a little bit. That ice did help. It's sore. Oh, what's that? Oh. Yeah, it's definitely sore. Big old knot, but it went down. Let me keep the ice on it. I took it off because it's so cold. I don't know how people can, these athletes can soak their whole body into a whole barrel of cold ice water. Yeesh. I would die. They soaked their whole body into the ice water. Yeesh. That's a definitely a mind thing. For those of you who are looking for something to watch on Netflix, well, they have Holly Berry movie called Bruised. She plays a UFC contender, and she did a pretty, really good job. She was a director also of this movie. It was really good. It's called Bruised on Netflix. It's really a good, it shows, what UFC women go through. And and she's in her 50s and she's very athletic. She was definitely toned. She definitely toned herself, and it was pretty good. I was convinced. I thought she was really a fighter. I was like, whoa, go Holly. So that was a good movie. Everybody's having like, from, back in the day, even Brooke Shields had a nice movie. I just finished watching. It's called, I gotta look it up because of course I don't watched so many movies that I can't keep up. It's called A Castle for Christmas. Brooke Shields, A Castle for Christmas. I thought it was pretty good. I watched it and it definitely kept my interest. Kevin Hart, True Story, excellent. Watch that as well. Excellent, excellent. True Story, very good show. Let's see what else. I saw Bruised, Castle for Christmas, Red Notice. I saw some of Red Notice. I fell asleep one. They said it's good. I got to give it another chance because I definitely fell asleep. Let's see. Oh, they have Lost in Space. I didn't watch that yet. Lost in Space. I don't know if whomever is at that age. Remember Will Robinson, Lost in Space? Well, they have a new one out. I have to watch it sometime this weekend. Lost in Space. It looks pretty good, but it's modernized. Let's see what else did I watch? Hit and Run. I gotta continue to watch that. Yeah, so that was it. That was what I watched. The Harder They Fall, also cowboy flick. Very good. Very, very good. Very, very good. Colin Kaepernick, Black and White, also good. Monster, also good. So I'm just giving y'all a couple of things. It's just so many things now to watch on Netflix, even on Prime and Hulu. I don't think, the movie theater is gonna be, like they're gonna movie theater who? What movie theater? We're not paying to go to a movie theater because now you can watch the movie, but also stream it on HBO Max. So they must have came to some type of agreement where HBO Max takes some of the money that's coming over the other way. So a couple of movies coming out this oh my one of my favorite movies is coming on again. I forgot which part is this. I don't know if it's four or five, but The Matrix comes out Christmas Day. The Matrix. Definitely looking forward to that. There's a couple of movies that's coming out between now and Christmas. But other than that, thank you guys. Thank you guys all for coming in. Thank you to all my new listeners. Welcome, welcome. My name is Heavenly Blue. I'm sorry. The podcast name is Heavenly Blue. My name is Di. I'm the host. I'm on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 each week. I will let you know in advance unless something is going on. I was debating today. I was on a bus on pain in pain, but I said if I get home and ice it, that I'll jump on. So I'm glad that I was able to jump on. But I definitely usually will tell you in advance if I'm not going to be on. So for those of you who are listening for the first time, welcome. Please hit that follow button, hit the like button, become part of the family, and interact with me. Birthdays, anniversaries, birth announcements, engagements, anything. Retirement, anything you want to shout out, share, let me know. And I will definitely give you heads up, or rather, give you a shout out, as they would say. If anyone wishes to come on and say a little words, or ask me a question, or correct me if they heard. If you heard anything that I don't like to mislead or give false information. So if anyone hears that I'm saying something incorrectly, yes, please pull my collar. So yes, so Wednesday, so now the 15th, which is going to be our stock day, which is going to be, let me look real quick. It's the 15th. Okay, so we still got not next week, the week after. So we still have 2 weeks from today. There you go. 2 weeks from today. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong calendar. 2 weeks from Wednesday. 2 weeks from Wednesday, the stock market. Let's see what the stock did it do. It did bad on Friday, but it bounced back today. Very good, very good. So that will be on the 15th for all those who are interested in the stock market. We teach and offer information. Yes, welcome everyone. Welcome to my Heavenly Blue podcast. I'm Di. I'm your host. I'm on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7:30 each and every week. I'll let you know in advance when I'm not going to come on, hopefully. A lot of times I get caught in traffic, or then there's nothing I can do. But for the most part, I will definitely let you know. I will be back on Wednesday. Please hit that follow button. Hit that follow, like. Celebrating anything? Hey, let me know. I will definitely give you a shout out. But welcome, welcome, welcome. Tis the season. Man, it came quick. So now we're in the shopping. Today is Cyber Monday. We had Black Friday. We had small businesses. And now we're at Cyber Monday. So there's definitely some good deals out there. You just got to grab them. I picked some things out. I just got to complete my order. But I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in as always, especially on a Monday, right? Monday is always that day. It's the start of the work week, but it's always that day. When you know you got to come in the next morning and you're still looking to 4 days in front of you. But you know what? It's all good. I thank God each and every day. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Thank Him. Just because. All day, every day. It doesn't have to be in one location. All day, every day. So I just want to take a time. I just want to take time out to thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Not sure what my topic is going to be on Wednesday, but it's not going to be about the tree lighting. So I will be back on Wednesday. Like I said, please hit that follow button, hit that like. I just want to say good night to everybody. Thank you for joining me. I had a great time. Thank you for everyone. Thank you for all your support as always. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Open Space, because you definitely interacted with me throughout the whole, most of the podcast. So thank you. I appreciate that. Again, Breeze, thank you for the roses. I appreciate those as well. Laura, it was good seeing you. I'm going to sign off by the time you come back, but at least I know you're okay. So I will see you on Wednesday, Laura. I know you said you ran to the store. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Thanks for joining me. As always, Open Space. Like I said, thank you, thank you, thank you for interacting with me. And, you know, giving me some information and vice versa. So thank you. I appreciate that. All right, guys. That's my time. Love and peace. Love y'all to pieces. Let's do this again on Wednesday. Everyone have a great, great Tuesday. Tomorrow, and we'll be back on Hump Day Wednesday. Woohoo! Okay, have a good night, everyone.